Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Some former players become coaches, but it's rare to see both the coach and chair of the league's board of directors. Join us now is Scott McCrory, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes and the chair of the OJHL's board of directors. Scott, welcome to the show. I'm surprised you have time to talk to us given your busy schedule.
I appreciate that, Gino. Actually, I'm just driving to Wellington for practice right now.
Wow, you never stop, eh? Let's talk about your team first. The Wellington Dukes are sitting in first place in the OJHL's East Division with a 19-4-3 overall record. Tell me about the start to your season.
Yeah, we're really happy with how the boys are playing. We've got a real good offensive core, and our defensive core is shaping up really good, too. We're very explosive. We can win the game 4-2 or 8-0. It all depends on who comes to play that night.
For people who are listening from across the country who don't understand the tradition of the Dukes franchise, give them a sense of what it's like to play there and in that barn in particular.
It was an experience having a coach against them for the last 2 years now coming over. It's kind of like the movie Friday Night Lights. Everybody in the town loves, eats, sleeps, and drinks at Wellington Dukes. You go through town, and when everything's good, everybody's happy. It's pretty unique. The town, we average about 550 a game. The smaller community of 1,500, so everybody, like I said, they all have their Dukes hats on, or Dukes jackets, or Dukes sweaters. So, it's good. It's what all junior A hockey is all about.
And you keep producing some great talent. You've already got 6 players committed to NCAA programs for next season. What is it about your program that continues to draw this talent, and what's it say about your organization overall?
Well, the taglines of the team are pride, tradition, and passion, and that's what we've in the past, and now we continue to do is bring in players that have skill, but they want to get better. I don't want to rest on the laurels, and we kind of make sure that they understand that you're coming in, you got to play hard. You might be skilled, but another skilled player can beat you if he's got more work ethic and more pride. So that's what we instill in the boys.
Speaking of no rest for the wicked, not only are you the coach and you work, but you're the chair of the OJHL's board of directors. What's that responsibility like for you?
It used to be a lot tougher than it was because we had 37 teams, but we reduced it to 22 to make our skill level and our player perception for the NCAA and OHL a lot better, and we've done that. So my job now is to, I'm the rebounder for Commissioner Marty Savoy and our working staff, just to bounce ideas off me, and then I talk to our owners, and because of my hockey background, most of the guys are like, yeah, he knows what's going on the hockey side, so we'll let him. And I've got two really good partners on the board of directors, Stu Hyman and Bill Court, that look after the business side. So we bounce things off, and then we work to try to make it a better league for our players, our fans, and everybody involved.
Speaking of your hockey career, you had a lengthy playing career. You were picked up by the Washington Capitals in the 86 NHL entry draft, went on to play a majority of your time over in Europe, including some years in Austria. What was that like playing over there?
It's a great time. I had spent 4 years in the American League with Washington Buffalo, and I just thought, you know what, I want to go see the world and get paid for it. So it's interesting playing. My oldest son was born in Innsbruck. Getting up in the morning, you look at the mountains, go, yeah, I guess go to work, drive back down into the valley through the clouds into the city and go, yeah, you know what, pretty good. Had one experience where we played against my old coach in junior. He was in Allega, Italy. It was a snowstorm, and the end of the rink was wide open, and we had to shovel and had to stop the play every 5 minutes to clean off one end of the rink because there's so much snow coming off the lake.
They're great stories that you can tell your kids, my friend. That's outstanding. And listen, you're great for the OJHL that you bring that kind of experience and background, those kind of stories. Scott, always great catching up with you. Appreciate this. Good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, Gino. Thanks. Appreciate the support.
That was Scott McCrory, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes and the chair of the OJHL's board of directors. And that wraps up this week's CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Coming up, who can we expect to lead Canada up the middle this Christmas at the World Junior in Buffalo? Our director of scouting, Craig Button, joins us next. This is our 27th season of MasterCard Junior Hockey Magazine.